Jésus.
Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta's journey to Mali's presidency was long and difficult. After a number of unsuccessful campaigns, the politician better known by his initials, IBEKR, was eventually voted in as president in 2013, then re-elected 5 years later. At his inauguration, when he enjoyed lots of goodwill, he promised a new direction for Mali.
Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta came with high expectations at a time of crisis in the north where the threat of secession was real. His phrase, Mali first, impressed a lot of Malians who thought he's a man who would change the country and stabilize it.
But Mali's problems continued to mount under his watch. Although he reached some form of agreement with Tuareg rebels in the north, their rebellion didn't disappear. Adding to the unrest in the vast and often lawless Sahel region, foreign fighters led by Al-Qaeda strengthening their grip on a large swathe of territory.
He slipped on many fronts. We lost Kidal. Along the line, it was realized he really didn't grasp the craft of leadership. He kept changing his ministers, resulting in chaos in governance. We saw the rise of ethnic violence and crises. In short, we can say IBEKR's government has really failed to live up to expectations.
The French-led military intervention in 2013 helped to stabilize many parts of the north. But between 2017 and 2020, attacks by armed groups increased, killing hundreds of civilians and military, including foreign troops. Ethnic violence in the center of Mali spiraled out of control. National reconciliation efforts launched by Keïta failed to bring lasting peace. On August 18, 2020, a group of military officers took up arms in what started as a mutiny at this military barracks outside the capital. Ironically, it was where other military officers had launched their coup in 2012. That paved the way for elections, which eventually brought Keïta to power in 2013. The slow pace of political reforms, corruption, the failing economy and poor infrastructure fed anti-Keïta sentiments. The fallout of the 2020 parliamentary election was a final straw.
Every presidency should have a scorecard so the population can assess it. Unfortunately, Ibrahim Keïta's government was a catastrophe. Nothing worked. On the contrary, the country found itself in a difficult situation and the government was acting as if everything was okay. His second term was a fiasco.
But Keïta's supporters praised him for improving the lives of Mali's 19 million population.
When you look at the military, you see he has equipped them with both hardware and supplies to deal with the crisis in the north. He's also increased wages paid to civil servants and the military. It's sad how people have politicized everything in this country.
Keïta's presidency was also decked by rumors of ill health, but he insisted he was fit.